Ye Shall Receive Power, November 25. Selfishness and dishonesty swept away. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. It is not because of niggardliness on the part of God that there is a dearth of the Holy Spirit in our churches. This dearth the churches alone can change. God says to His people, "Arouse and create an interest in holy things." Where is our faith? Wherein do we sustain a proper relation to Jesus Christ? Do we follow Him in self-denial and stability? Do we talk the truth with the understanding? When God pours out His Spirit upon the churches, they will bear fruit to His glory. The sword of the Spirit, newly edged with power, will cut both ways. In God's vineyard, there is earnest work to be done. The third angel's message is to be proclaimed with a loud voice over the land. Every vestige of business that breeds dishonesty, every thread of selfishness, is to be swept away by the latter rain. All idolatry is to be consumed. Let every altar be thrown down, save the one that sanctifies the gift and the giver, the cross of Calvary. New territory is to be added to God's kingdom. New tracts of moral vineyard are to be cultivated as the garden of the Lord. The honor of the law of God is to be vindicated before the unfallen worlds, before the heavenly universe, and before the fallen world. The bitterest persecution will come, but when Zion arises and puts on her beautiful garments, she will shine forth in the beauty of holiness. God designs us to have more life and more power, because the glory of God has risen upon the church. If the truth is received, unsightly barrenness will not continue to exist. Christ's word is eternal life to the receiver.